Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Diane. Have you ever watched an ant colony at work? Usually we're too busy trying to get them out of our house or off our sidewalks or away from our picnic lunches to bother noticing their work ethic. But King Solomon did. Take a deep, cleansing breath and close your eyes as you listen to this short proverb found in chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Maybe you've made the excuse, I'm just a low-energy person. When you have failed to get the things done that are set before you to do, Solomon was writing this warning to his son, but in a day of automated everything, we must be very careful to not become slothful, letting our laziness rob us of reward. Look to the ant and her industry. Be wise in how you use your time. Father, you neither slumber nor do you sleep, but our frail human bodies get tired. But I also know that laziness goes beyond tiredness. So I pray that I would see my need for you in every situation and relationship, and that I would overcome my tendency to seek leisure by relying on your strength. I can't do it without you. Help me to find joy in the work you've set before me, the people you surround me with, and the way I spend my time. Thank you for the example of the ant. May I do the work you've called me to do, even when no one's looking. It's all about you, Jesus. Amen. Take a few more moments with God. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Pray He reveals to you what it is He wants you to be doing. Where's a hole in the roof that needs to be fixed? Until next time, may you abide in Christ.